Welcome to the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sammy Previtt, registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor, certified personal trainer, and the founder of Fine Food Freedom. Fine Food Freedom is a virtual private practice made up of a team of intuitive eating professionals, and we also just so happen to host this amazing podcast. This podcast is for you if you are ready to remove the guilt and shame associated to food, body, and movement. Our team is dedicated to helping you find food freedom and rediscover how to feel physically, mentally, and emotionally pleasant in your body. Please note that this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only and does not take place of professional therapy or medical care. We have tons and tons of free resources on social media, so I want to invite you to follow along at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. You can always head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com to find out what current events, specials, and all things Fine Food Freedom that are going on. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. This helps other people find the podcast that really need it. And when you review, please leave some comments, some questions. Let us know what you want to hear more of. So thank you so much for being here. And we look forward to supporting you and walking alongside you on your food freedom journey. Now, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Fine Food Freedom Podcast. This is your host, Sam Previtt, and I am so excited that you are here. Happy New Year again. Last week was also New Year, but I feel like the week of January 1st sometimes is just this, like, it's kind of like the week between Christmas and New Year's still. You're just kind of like figuring out your shit. At least for me, it's like, okay, we were just on a holiday break, most of us. And it's, you're kind of just like getting back into the swing of things. So we're back into the swing of things. It is the second week of January. Here we are. And not much has changed in my household. My daughter is homesick from daycare today. I'm knocking on wood over here and crossing my fingers and all of the things that I had a cold for over a month. Like, it was the longest cold I've ever had. And maybe it's because I'm pregnant and my immune system is shit. Who knows? But I'm just now getting over it. And I even like fear to say that because I feel like it's going to come back. But the Previtt household is starting out strong in the new year, just like we have all fall with our daycare germs over here. So there we go. But I do want to start this episode with just giving you permission, although you do not need my permission. But if you have been following a New Year's resolution and it feels really strict and restrictive and you're beating yourself up about it, you have permission to walk away from that. I also want to validate if you're someone who didn't set a resolution, that's okay. You don't have to. If you're someone who did set a resolution and you've already broke it and you've been feeling guilty and shameful about that, that is okay. I find that New Year's time and January is just such a diet culture filled time because I feel like New Year's resolutions blend so deeply into diet culture. And so remember, there's nothing wrong with wanting to genuinely improve your health. There's nothing wrong with wanting to challenge yourself and set goals if it aligns with you and feels pleasant physically, mentally, and emotionally, but only you know if it actually feels pleasant or if it's bringing you guilt and shame and feeling restrictive and sending you right back into disordered patterns. So usually on the pod, I will start off with a Find Food Freedom win of the week. And it's a message that I get in our DMs. Maybe it's a direct message from a client of ours. Maybe it's somebody from our Find Food Freedom membership. I always kind of pull someone different. But this past week, I have been direct messaging with hundreds and hundreds of you. And part of that was because we launched our insurance part of our organization, where we have new dietitians that we've brought on, not new to being a dietitian. They've been dietitians for many years, but they're new to the Find Food Freedom team. And we are now taking insurance clients. And it has been so amazing. But of course, with being a virtual private practice, there's always technological errors that come in. So I don't think the third party that was helping us understood how many clicks that this link was going to get. Like, I feel like this is, I'm like totally kidding right now, but it's like Taylor Swift, right? When she with Ticketmaster, like Ticketmaster crashed. It couldn't take all of the clicks. Now, we were not getting millions of clicks like Taylor Swift. I say that very jokingly. But we definitely ran into some technological errors. But the Find Food Freedom win of the week is we have over 30 people that, bam, like right out of the gate, like in, this is less than a week ago, got their benefits checked, got matched with a provider, have unlimited sessions with a dietitian, working towards intuitive eating, working towards health at every size, like working towards weight inclusive care, whatever goals that you may have in this space. And that is so freaking amazing. So if you're someone who's like, whoa, I have health insurance, like I didn't know about this, you can go to findfoodfreedomresources.com. Again, that's findfoodfreedomresources.com, or you can click the link in any of our social media bios. So if you're on Instagram, if you're on TikTok, that link is there for you. findfoodfreedomresources.com. You're going to see it says, we take insurance, get your benefits checked. And our team at Find Food Freedom will do a full benefits check for you. We will run your benefits. We will let you know what coverage you have. So the majority of people have been getting unlimited sessions. Like, this blows my mind. That means you can meet with a dietitian every week of 2024 and you don't pay a freaking dollar. That is amazing. And that is why we started taking insurance, so we can help more people. Or you might have a small copay and our team will let you know. So I want to highly encourage you to run your benefits with our team, see if you have coverage, and we will be in touch with you if you do not have coverage, and we will be in touch with you if you do have coverage and want to schedule with our team of registered dietitians and certified intuitive eating counselors. Now, if you're someone who's like, I don't know if I want to meet one-on-one with a dietitian for free. I don't know who would say that, but if you are, that's fine. We also have an exciting thing coming up on January 18th. We are doing a free masterclass called WTF is my set point weight. And we're going to be talking about set point weight, and we're going to be talking about weight science, and we're going to be talking about how does weight fall into the intuitive eating conversation, because I find that so many people think that they cannot desire weight loss and start an intuitive eating journey. And I never want this to set people back. So from moving forward with food freedom and all of these things. So if you're someone who's like, ooh, I love free stuff, again, you can head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com or click the link in any of our social media bios, and you will see the button there to sign up for the free masterclass. And again, that will be on Thursday, January 18th. You'll see all the info at findfoodfreedomresources.com. So much exciting stuff coming up for the new year. That's why I didn't choose to highlight necessarily a client win of the week. I want it to be like a group win of the week, is that we are helping so many people and getting these resources in the hands of so many and making it accessible. And it's been a whirlwind. It's been crazy. It's been a learning curve, but I'm grateful and I'm really excited to see this process through and see how many thousands of people now we're going to be able to help this year, because we grew our team, because we're taking insurance. And how freaking cool that if you have health insurance, you can use that to work with an intuitive eating dietitian and work on a food freedom, intuitive eating, weight inclusive journey. So Again, findfoodfreedomresources.com. Get your benefits checked. Cannot wait to see your name come through. Now, today's podcast, why we're really here, is this conversation actually was inspired, if you will, by a one-on-one client of mine that I have been meeting with him for, oh gosh, probably over 3 years now. And we had a session last week. He is amazing. And we talked all about movement. And I had had on the Find Food Freedom podcast schedule this month, like I'll kind of have like words that really inspire me for different months. And for example, next month is February. We're doing a dating and marriage series within intuitive eating. And so many of you have DM'd me about this. Like, where are those episodes? I remember you talking about that. And I was going to release them in the fall, but I was like, what a perfect like theme for February, right? With Valentine's Day. So whether you're single, whether you're actively dating, whether you are with a partner, whether you are married, whatever your relationship status is, there's going to be an episode for you. So I'm so freaking pumped for that next month. So get ready, like get your calendars marked. The dating and marriage with an intuitive eating diet culture series is next month. So why I say that is if we bring it back to January, all we see in January is New Year's resolutions, right? And gyms like pumping this like weight loss message at us. And so I really wanted, and then again, this conversation with my client, we were talking all about movement. And I was like, this is just such a beautiful conversation that I think can be really helpful for so many people during this time of year. And so I do want to say, like, this is, you know, this podcast is for informational and educational purposes only. I am speaking to thousands of people right now by doing this podcast. So you and I aren't having a one-on-one conversation. I don't know your relationship with food, body, movement, et cetera. But I do want to offer, you know, some thought and plant some seeds around movement. And in addition to being a registered dietitian and certified intuitive eating counselor, I am a certified personal trainer with NASM. And so I say that because I think it's so important that you are getting information from people within their scope. And so oftentimes I see personal trainers that have no certifications in nutrition, talking about nutrition so specifically where they are not licensed to do so. And so I like to make it very clear when I talk about movement that I do have my CPT with NASM. And although I don't talk about it a lot, it is education that I keep up with and something that I sought out because I found when you're talking with people about their relationship with food, the relationship with movement is going to so naturally come up. And when I say movement, you could use the words exercise, fitness, right? So physical activity. So I was like, I want to be certified in this. I want to be able to legally have these conversations and have the continuing education to do so as well. So with that, I want you to think about, you know, if you do have a New Year's resolution related to movement, and I shared this in a previous episode of myself. If you have not listened to the past two episodes, we talked a lot about New Year's resolutions, and mine in the past being like 1 year I had, I'm going to move my body. Or sorry, that's not even the words. It was, I have to exercise every day. And for me, exercise when I was entrenched in diet culture was like spending at least an hour on the treadmill, on the elliptical. I was an elliptical girly. And I remember feeling like a fucking hamster just on the elliptical. And I had to have it at a certain resistance and a certain speed. And I had to be sweating. And it was like this punishment of just being on this wheel. And so when people are starting to make peace with food and come into this journey of intuitive eating, it's important to remember that one of the principles of intuitive eating is movement, feel the difference. And with that principle, we unpack your relationship with movement, what is the intention behind it, and how to get to a place of peace with it. Now, what I find is there are so many parallels between making peace with food and making peace with movement. Because when you're making peace with food, you have to, this is principle number 3 of intuitive eating, you have to have unconditional permission to eat in order to make peace with food. Like, we know this. You have to believe in your soul that you are allowed to eat anything, and it doesn't make you a bad person from a morality standpoint. And the more exposure you have to these foods, the less scary they become, the less frequently you binge on them or feel out of control around them. And as you progress in your journey, you'll find you feel very neutral around food. And I find the same thing happens with movement, is that if you want to make peace with movement, you have to have unconditional permission to rest. Because if you are someone who feels like, I have to move X amount of times this week, I feel guilty if I miss my workout, I did a bad job if I didn't burn these many calories, like, you know, I have to move to shrink my body, all of these things, you are going to feel guilt and shame around movement. And it's so important to recognize that if you want peace with food, you have to have unconditional permission to eat. If you want peace with movement, you have to have unconditional permission to rest. So I think I see the messaging so much, like, and diet culture is co-opting this messaging so well now, and it's frustrating, where when it comes to movement, people are like, okay, I know that I need to do things that feel good or like feel pleasant in my body, right? Like, I know I should move for how it makes me feel. And logically, we might know this, but if you have come from 5, 10, 20, 30, 40 years of forcing yourself to move, to shrink your body, to punish yourself, to burn calories, you are not going to be able to flip a switch and all of a sudden say, okay, for those 30 years, I was moving my body for the intention of shrinking myself, and then hearing this message and then waking up tomorrow and saying, okay, now I am moving my body so it feels pleasant, or like for how it makes me feel. No matter how much we might want to make that switch quickly, that is not how this works. And it's just like when we're making peace with food, or it's just like when we're looking at our body image and our relationship to our body, we do not flip switches and make changes overnight. And so I tell you this because I hope that it can help you give yourself grace that you don't have a lack of discipline. That's not why you're not going to the gym. You don't have a lack of willpower. It's that you might hate the movement, or you might hate the intention behind the movement. And when guilt or shame comes into that process, it will never be sustainable. It will never be a lifestyle, air quotes. It will never be something that you continue to do. And so this is really what kind of prompted this conversation today, is this conversation I had with my client, where he's so brilliant in so many ways, and he's a storyteller. And so we started talking about this exercise that we could do, a mental exercise of what if we looked at you? So think of yourself, right, as this character. And if you were to have to tell a story of what has your relationship with movement looked like since the beginning of time. So I want you to think, and you could do this if you pull out a pen, pull out paper, journal, whatever it is, and do a timeline. And I want you to put, this is a timeline of your life, right? And what has your relationship with movement looked like from the beginning of time? So I'm going to use examples that I hear all the time in session. This is not from my one client. This is from a culmination of hundreds of clients, right? Where maybe your relationship with movement started in gym class and you had bullies that picked you last or made fun of you for not being able to do certain things. Maybe you had a parent or an authoritative figure in your life who forced you into playing sports or forced you into some type of movement and you did not want to do that. Maybe you had a coach or, again, some type of teacher, authoritative figure in your life who would call you out from a team about how you were slower or you weren't as skilled in something. And these are like childhood memories I'm trying to jog up. Maybe you think of your relationship, or excuse me, your parents' relationship with movement and how that parent was always speaking negatively about their body and how they had to move to shed pounds or had to move to burn off dinner or whatever those messages were about movement. I want you to put all of that on paper in front of you. And then I want you to allow yourself to continue to progress into adolescence and teenage years and college years for yourself. I think of, if I use myself as an example, let's go back to the hamster wheel, right? I think of the hours I spent in the on-campus gyms, just on the elliptical, just saying like, you need to lose weight. You're so disgusting. I can't believe how much you ate last night. Like those were the things that were fueling my movement in that era of my life, if you will. Or thinking about what other people were saying about movement, right? During that time, thinking about diets and or workout programs that you were doing and what was the language around moving. If you ever worked with a personal trainer, if you ever heard them say, you need to burn off your pizza from last night or, you know, work out enough so you can drink a certain amount of alcohol, or what have been the messages around movement? So I want you to think of yourself as a story. I want you to think of yourself as the main character. And I want you to set this timeline of your relationship to movement. And once we see that, whatever the before now, right? The like before the present, I want you to look at all of the messaging, all of the relationship you've had to movement. And that helps, that can help make it so crystal clear why it is so difficult to flip a switch and all of a sudden say that we're going to move our bodies for how it makes us feel. Because if you have been moving your body for because of shame, because of guilt, because of shrinking, because of calorie burning, because of punishing, because of burning off for 5, 10, 20, 30 plus years, it's going to take a lot of time to unpack that. And that is where the unconditional permission to rest comes into play. And when people hear that, that can often trigger fear of, no, you don't understand. If I have unconditional permission to rest, I'm never going to move my body again. And I want to validate that fear, but I also want to promise you that just like with food, when we say you get unconditional permission to eat, that number one fear that pops up is no, you don't understand. If I have access to pizza, cake, cookies, ice cream, chips, whatever it is all day, every day, that's all I'm going to eat. But that's not what happens, because we know with food habituation that our bodies will find a place of neutrality and peace. And as the noise of diet culture quiets, then we're able to listen to what we actually want. And that's exactly what happens with movement, is when we have unconditional permission to rest, when we sort through all of the diet culture belief systems that came along with our relationship with movement, all of the outside noise quiets, and we're able to listen and say, how do I want to move my body? What is fun for me with movement? Is it a dance class? Is it gardening? Is it yoga? Is it a CrossFit class? Is it running a marathon? It could be a million different things. And also remembering what you find fun and what you find enjoyable is going to be vastly different than what I find fun and enjoyable. And this is such an important piece. So I hope that by hearing this today, you can give yourself grace if you feel like you're saying, why do I have no discipline? Why don't I have willpower? Why can't I get into the gym? Why can't I move my body? Why? Like, it's not about willpower. It's not about discipline. It's about understanding the relationship that you have formed with movement due to other people in your life, lived experiences, diet culture, trauma, etc. And as we unpack that and the belief systems that we hold with it, then we can come to a place of peace with it, neutrality. And if we get to a place of wanting to incorporate it back into our life, then we can do so. And I'm really, really excited to share that at the end of this month, and actually let me check dates and times on this because I know I already have it set. At the end of this month, on Tuesday, January 30th at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to have Abby Chan, who is an amazing registered dietitian and yoga instructor, talk about how to reclaim your relationship with movement, going much more in depth than I am. And again, that is something you can find at findfoodfreedomresources.com. So if you found that you're very into this theme of movement this month, being that it's January, New Year's resolutions, maybe it's something that you're unpacking for yourself, then we would love to invite you to join because that masterclass is going to be amazing. I saw Abby speak at a conference this fall in Denver, and I was like, I need her to come to the Find Food Freedom community and tell us everything and more. So I love bringing in other professionals in the space that are making waves and can shed light from their own lived experience as well. So, okay, let's take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. Okay. So if you're someone who is sitting here right now and you're like, wow, I needed to hear that. I really needed to hear that. One, I just want to say I'm really grateful that you're here. I'm so grateful to have your ears on this podcast. And so if you're listening, you found this helpful, please, please, please rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts and or send it to a friend. Send it to your workout buddy. Send it to a loved one. Send it to someone that you're walking a food freedom journey alongside if you think this would be helpful to them. And if you're looking for more resources, again, you can head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, and that's where you can find the button to get your benefits checked, right? If you want full coverage with a registered dietitian, certified intuitive eating counselor on the Find Food Freedom team, get your benefits checked. We have the What the Fuck, or WTF, is Set Point Weight masterclass coming up on January 18th. We have the Reclaiming Movement masterclass coming up on January 30th. So we have all this stuff going on in January. And I just want to invite you to come along and take what serves you and leave the rest behind. So thank you so much for being here. And I look forward to chatting with you next week. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to this episode of the Find Food Freedom Podcast. Every single time you listen to an episode, it truly makes our dreams come true because then we get to help people make peace with food, body, and movement. If you have not already, please make sure to head over to our social channels and follow us at find.food.freedom on Instagram or Find Food Freedom on TikTok. I also want to give you a free gift simply just for showing up today. So if you head over to findfoodfreedomresources.com, you are going to get a free gift, again, just for being here. It's a training entitled, What the Hell is Intuitive Eating and How Do I Get Started? This training breaks down what intuitive eating actually is and isn't, along with breaking down the three biggest myths with intuitive eating, and will give you some practical steps to get started on your food freedom journey. So if you have not already, I invite you to rate, review, subscribe, like, share this podcast with anybody who you think needs to hear it. And when you rate and review, leave us some feedback, what you want to hear more of, what questions you have. The more that you share this podcast, the more this message of intuitive eating and food freedom will be out in the world, which we so desperately need. So thank you for being here. I cannot wait to chat with you again on the next episode of the Find Food Freedom podcast. Bye.